The Giants starting a series Monday at Citi Field to take on the Mets. Matt Moore starting already has a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first, but Neil Walker has first and second and two down.
3-2, runners will go, and Walker drives one of the gap in right center field. Pitch racing back. He won't get it. It goes off the wall and over the wall. That'll cost the Mets a run. It's a run-scoring double for Neil Walker to cut the Giants' lead to 2-1.
It'll be an 0-1 to T.J. Rivera. Swing and a drive well hit to left. Down the line, towards the wall. And on at second with a double and a run batted in is T.J. Rivera.
Buster Posey gets a hold of one and hits it deep to left, and forget that. First pitch of the sixth inning, and Posey loses it. His third home run of the year puts the Giants right back in front, 3-2.
First pitch to Curtis. Fastball driven towards the gap in left center, pretty deep. Back near the wall, around third, Lagares. He's coming home, and on at second with a pinch hit double is Curtis Granderson.
1-2 from Strickland. And Walker rips one down the right field line. Base hit of the Mets win the ball game. Neil Walker with a walk-off hit.
The Mets hand the Giants their fourth straight loss after a 4-3 win on Monday. Jacob deGrom strikes out 11 over six innings. He has struck out 51 in his last five starts. Neil Walker's single was his third career walk-off RBI, but first with the Mets. The Mets start the series well against the Giants, picking up a 4-3 win, scoring in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the reaction from manager Terry Collins.
You know, Strickland's got a great arm, and I thought he certainly the breaking ball that he two-strike breaking ball that he just got a piece of, I thought was the key to the at-bat, to stay alive and, you know, hopefully get something up in the zone a little bit, which he got, and put a good swing on it.
I know it's only May 8th, but what does it say about this team, or how badly did you need this one to sort of put yesterday in the past?
Well, we needed it. I mean, this is similar situation as we saw that, you know, after the ugly game in against the Nationals when we lost Noah, to come back the next day and win a game. And that's what this game is about at this level. You can't let it linger. You've got to forget about it. You've got to forget about yesterday and move on. And we're going to try to do that. Certainly, we've got, you know, here this week with hopefully Matt will, you know, get back and get himself ready to go and get ready to pitch on Friday. But you know, we got a couple of other things up, a couple of hurdles this week we got to get through, and I think we'll do that.
Rich.
Terry, a lot's gone on off the field, but in the last 10 days, you're 7-3 after losing 6-0. What does that tell you about the guys in the clubhouse?
Well, Rich, yeah, we've said all along, they're a great bunch. They know how to win, and that's what they've done. They know how to approach the game correctly. They get themselves ready. They come. They don't get down. I mean, they're veteran guys. They don't get down, and they realize there are ups and downs of a season, and you know they got to plug through this. We got to get our pitching straightened out a little bit, and everybody's certainly working hard to try to do that. But we're gonna have some good times. We're gonna have some bad times. We got 130 to go, and so you just got to realize that there's, you know, good nights, and tonight was one of those.
Tony,
Terry, I'm sure Familia remembers what those guys did to him last time. What do you think it meant to him just to go out and look pretty dominant in the ninth?
Well, he certainly remembers it. There's no question. I think tonight to be able to get back out there against them is, you know, important for him. I hope we get a chance in postseason to do it again.
Ron?
Does successfully getting through a period like the one the last 10 days for the players help define them as a team and come together?
It can. Now, does it? I think it can. But again, Ron, these guys, you know, if you walked around today and said, geez, hi, you know, are you over yesterday? Or, you know, is it going to affect you today? The answer is, man to man, is going to be no. We got a game. We got to go play. You know, yesterday was a tough day for them. A lot of guys, and they realized, hey, look, we got to go play today. And they showed up today and got after it. I thought we hit the ball pretty good. We had a couple opportunities to score early. We didn't. But, you know, again, you just saw they just hung in there. And you got to be resilient in this game. You got to play nine innings, and you can't let a good inning or a bad inning affect your game. And they have the ability to do that.
But not just yesterday to today. This has been a week, 10 days of something every day.
It's turmoil to go through, but you got to learn how to just deal with it, and they know how.
Zach?
Terry, is Drupal to the DL now off the table?
I believe it is, yeah. He had a good BP, caught ground balls. He has absolutely no problem. He thinks he even that maybe one more day, all the pain will be gone completely. So
you think Wednesday he could play, or are you going to hold him out?
I would imagine.
Also, on DeGrom, another game where he has a lot of strikeouts and kind of command is an issue. What are you seeing from him in these starts where he looks just maybe a tad off?
Yeah, Zach, I mean, you hit it right on the head. That's exactly what he's doing. His stuff's good. He just he's getting those deep counts. He's using up his pitch. He's a lot of pitches early in the game. I know that he and Dan are trying to get his delivery ironed out a little bit. He's kind of flying open a little bit too early, and that's why you see so many balls left up in the zone. And we've got to get that fixed because we got to get our rotations. I told you guys the other day, our bullpen's going to be okay if we get the right matchups. But if we ask them, do we overdo it, and we've got to put them and overstress them out, they're going to run out of gas early. So we got to get our starting pitching going.
Second game of the series Tuesday has Zach Wheeler returning to the mound for New York against Jeff Samardzija of the Giants.